Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Pain-Free Friday. We're in the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios in New York. They understand it's not just a mortgage, it's your mortgage. That's the difference. Rocket Mortgage, push button, get mortgage. Our toll-free line, 855-212-4CBS, brought to you by Geico. Great news. You can save a bunch of money if you switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on your car insurance. Everybody's doing it. PharrellOnTheBench.com. It's already taken over. It's the best site for picks anywhere in the world. Top shelf results, killer price, unequal football snags, hoops, please. It's a slam dunk. Hockey winners, fights, boxing, MMA. It's a knockout. PharrellOnTheBench.com. Sign up today. Hide the money from your wife. Anyway. So Morgan Burnett is believed to have suffered a torn Achilles in that win last night by the Browns. So I guess he had an MRI today. I don't know, but they're saying that's toast for him, right? End of season. More than 24 teams expected to attend the Colin Kaepernick fiasco tomorrow in Atlanta. I mean, that is just unbelievable how that thing grew from nobody's going to almost every team in the league.
Are we going to get the full roll call? You know, we're going to get that tomorrow, too.
Full roll call.
Who's there? What team? And then Monday it will be, like we were saying last night, Monday it will be who wasn't there. Why wasn't this team there? Why wasn't that team there?
Racists.
That's what you'll get on Monday.
Racists.
Meanwhile, like they said in the press release, every team's coach or general manager is going to get video of the entire thing.
No matter what.
No matter what. So.
So why go if you're going to get it anyway? Do you think he'll get a job out of it? That's the only thing that matters. This whole workout is nonsense unless he gets a job. Do you think he'll get a job or not?
It would be for next year, obviously. I think it's 50-50. I think there's a shot. Quarterback play around this league right now, I mean, so many guys are awful.
I know. I mean, they really are. Mafia, do you think Colin Kaepernick's going to get a job in the NFL?
I'm with Carver Harvey. If he gets something, I don't think it's this year. I think it's just too late, too far in the season. You know, everyone's looking for the future.
But it's okay for Rob Gronkowski to come back whenever he wants.
Well, he already knows the Patriots system. He's already been there. It's a completely different situation.
He can walk right on and play tomorrow.
I mean, to me, it makes no sense why they're doing this now. Like, they should have just did, like, a special session at the Combine for Colin Kaepernick, and then they would have scouted him, know if they want to use him or if they want to go use a draft pick.
Why do you think it's now, after all this time?
I saw somebody speculate today, or there was a report today, that it happened because Jay-Z pushed for it. That he felt that
he's the one that helped him out?
Well, I saw one, I forget if it was somebody actually thought this or they heard it, but that he got so much bad publicity from joining the NFL with whatever his role is there.
Right.
That he pushed for this to happen to
save face.
Save face.
Because he lost some of his juice by sucking up to all those
NFL.
NFL and all those rich white dudes.
But that was 2 months ago. Why all of a sudden now is this popping out?
Because the brothers have all turned on him. That's why. Right? Once he lost that base, he had a problem on his hands. So Boston's up 5 with 2 seconds left. It doesn't matter. They missed the shot. Game over. Celtics win by 5. They don't cover the 8. Alshon Jeffrey will not play for the Eagles against the Patriots because of an ankle injury. Is that that's a problem, Carver High? You don't have your best receiver.
Yeah, they are basically bringing out the butcher, the baker, and the candlestick maker to play wide receiver on Sunday.
That candlestick maker, though, has come up big.
He's good. He runs a good post route. So,
Kyle Shanahan injury update for Sunday. All that matters is Kittles and Bits is not playing. Right? Kittle, that's the guy they're worried about. Gould, Breida, Staley, all questionable. Even Jones, the nose tackle. So they got injury problems. You think the Cardinals have a shot against them?
No.
No. As if I didn't know that was coming. The Eagles intend, by the way, to sign free agent running back Jai Ajayi. Jai Ajayi. Is that like high lie? he worked out, and they're deep in talks. Conversations, very private. There you go. He had an ACL tear and returns to the team that traded him away in 2017. Helps make up for the loss of Darren Sproles. Jay Ajayi. Did I get it right that time? All right. Frank Reich says Jacoby Brissett will be the starter for the Colts this week. Stafford set to miss his second straight game with a back injury. Guy never missed a game in his entire career. Now he's missed 2 weeks in a row. The Bengals placed cornerback Dre Kirkpatrick on the reserve injured list and signed Damian Willis and linebacker Hardy Nickerson off the practice squad. Does it matter that Kilpatrick's done? Because they're off. Their season's over.
They haven't won a game anyway.
They're looking like the number one draft pick. Kirk Cousins wants to win so he can stay in Minnesota. Doesn't he have guaranteed money? $29.5 million guaranteed next year. Why would they get rid of him? You going to pay him $30 million?
Looking for a longer deal, maybe.
Oh, wait. He can get out of that deal?
No, I'm saying beyond that.
Oh, he wants to do well to get more money.
Right.
As long as Kirk's happy, because he's only, you know, he's running the Federal Reserve in Minnesota with the money that he's made in the NFL for his crappy-ass career. Oh, I'm sorry. He throws for tons of touchdowns and massive yardage and just never wins big games. Sorry. He is a great touchdown thrower. He just never wins big games. Is his career predicated on, you've said it before, win a playoff game or shut up?
All these games don't matter.
None of them matter.
It doesn't matter.
None of it matters.
He needs to win playoff games.
Do you think do you think he's overpaid?
Yes.
I mean, that guy makes more money than in God, and he never wins. I mean, it's unbelievable. He wins games that don't matter. Dak Prescott will peak at the right time. When is that? 5 years from now? I don't understand that comment. Like, you suck. What are they, 5-4? Are they not just average at best? And he's saying that they're just holding back, waiting for the right moment to explode on everyone? Give me a break. Anyway, the Sproles injury, the rest of the season he's out. It's a quad injury. He suffered in practice this week, so that's the end of him. And Daniel Jones has filed for the trademark of Danny Dimes. Guess that's all getting to his head.
Well, to be fair, a lot of guys do this now. We saw this with the Brady stuff, too, and other things. Some guys do this because their people tell them that you should do this because other people are profiting off of this. So if somebody runs around and starts making Danny Dimes t-shirts all over New York City and he's not getting a nickel of it, that's why he goes out and trademarks that so they can't make that shirt anymore. And if the shirt gets made, he gets the money. That's
right.
Why you do something like that. Even if you don't like the nickname, you should trademark it because people are going to be making money off of your name.
Which is frustrating.
Of course.
So anyway, Taylor in Philadelphia, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
What's up, bro? Can I get a double shot of J-Mo?
J-Mo, double. Check out. Ooh. There you go.
Yeah, I'm a diehard Browns fan. I'm only 27 years old, but I've had to sit through the last 20 years of the Steelers kicking my ass
right. Year
in and year out twice a year.
Right.
And I've had to deal with Hines Ward, Joey Porter, James Harrison, and then Antonio Brown kicking our punter in the face. You know what? I am glad Myles Garrett finally stood up for all the Browns fans across the nation and took a stand for himself, and he sacked up against little Mason Rudolph.
There you go. There's always got to be one, right? There's always got to be one idiot. That guy's glad that he did it. He's glad that he did it.
Well, I'm glad he almost killed somebody on the field because we've been losing football games.
Yeah, congratulations, Taylor. You're a real man. Yeah. Keep rooting for your guy that's 150 pounds more than the little dinky quarterback to break his neck. Congratulations. Oh, by the way, you're not going to the Super Bowl ever, ever, on the face of the earth, ever. I will be dead and buried 20 years, and I still won't be in the Super Bowl, ever, in the history of the world. And they won't make it this year either, playoffs or otherwise. So congratulations. 4-6. Yeah, keep bragging about your great football team in Cleveland. And trust me, you can beat the Steelers. Fabulous. Way to go. We got 6 Super Bowls. There you go. How's that look for you, resume? We have 6 Super Bowl championships, 6 trophies in the lobby. What are you going to do about it? How about nothing? You're going to do nothing about that. How does that sound? You can't even make a Super Bowl, let alone win one. Jim in Houston.
Yeah, for real. I just wanted to say that, you know, Cleveland was good when they had Leroy Kelly or Phipps to Pitt. But I don't even know if they were a playoff team.
All right. Well, there you go. So what'd you think of the fight?
Well, I just wanted to ask you, you know, I'll never get to go to these NASCAR infield parties.
Right.
And I was just wondering, you know, between the two of us,
right,
is there hot chicks with cutoffs and,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, I mean, literally, it is just absolute debauchery, sex, drugs, booze, people literally pouring, like, rum on each other and setting each other on fire. I mean, so there
even
was...
Even fat, ugly guys could meet a girl at this place.
Without a doubt, unequivocally, you could do anything you want at a NASCAR infield. It is...
Listen, Jim, if you can't get in the mix there, you got a problem.
Yeah,
everybody's looking to pair off.
Everyone. That's true.
Let's be fair.
It is a lot of fun. Now, grant you, I know that the NASCAR people have frowned on it, have started to get a little fed up on the whiplash from it. Like, the partying has gotten so extreme that they don't like that image. The I think the league, you know, Francis.
Why not? They need more of it.
Well, they're
they need that image.
I understand, but their own remember their own guy, France. He got in trouble. He got a DUI and all the rest. You can't have, like, just supporting the alcoholism, which is what it is. It's just like a gigantic orgy of alcoholism and booze and drugs, and that's just all there is to it. Like, I have been to I went to Talladega, right? Not only did I get caught up in it, I mean, I was wasted. And I'm not even kidding you. I knocked up 34C at Talladega. I mean, that's just the bottom line. I mean, let's just get right down to it. And I did it in a Ford Expedition. I mean, it was 95 degrees, and I went in the air-conditioned Ford Expo, the Eddie Bauer, and I said, it's nice in here, baby. Come on. What's up? What's up? I go, here, try some of this. Next thing you knew... Literally, it's so funny. The guy, the doctor, goes, it was on this date. I was like, wait a minute. That was the day we were at Talladega. And that was the day he was conceived. We try not to bring that up to him, that he was, you know, a Talladega baby. But he was. I'll never forget, I was at that race, and I saw a guy walking with a number 2 carved in his back hair. And that really did it all for me. I was like, I'm in hell. I'm now in hell, and I just knocked up my girlfriend.
Tried to not let him know what happened, but, you know, the 3 teeth in his mouth kind of give it away.
Yeah, that's kind of been a problem. But these things happen. I have been a renegade for a long time, so. 855-212-4CBS. Call the show. It's my last hour. I got to go to funerals on Monday and Tuesday.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
All right, so, you know, I don't know. It's so depressing to me, the whole, dying thing, where, you know, the thing that I'm just bringing up now, not to depress anybody, is that have you ever known anybody to my dad died July, and this guy's gone now 5 months later, my wife's dad. It's just crazy, right? Like 2 and 5 months, isn't that weird? Is that weird? Do people usually have that many, like, pop off, you know, deaths right in a row?
It happens.
It does. Because I've never seen them that close. Like, I've lost a lot of people. I know a lot of people, relatives and stuff, have died. But I've never had them that close, where I just buried one. I'm fresh off of that one, and now I'm going to do it again. I just can't even believe it. Believe me, you guys, I'm telling you, the audience, I'm not feeling sorry for myself at all here. I feel terrible for them. And my condolences, obviously, to the entire family. But I'm family with these people. So I've been with him. I've been with his daughter for 20 years. So I've known the guy forever. And from his, you know, he was vibrant. He was 66 probably when I met him. He's 86, died today. So it's tough to see someone go like that, right? Like, and for me to see them all bummed out and crying and all that stuff is is difficult. But for me, the guy was suffering so bad that I just thought it was a relief. I told Mafia, like, I don't know, 10 times this week. Did I not tell you, like, 10 times? I'm like, Jesus, I just want him to die so he just doesn't suffer anymore. Like, the guy was literally suffering. It was just the worst watching him in hospice, just withering away and dying. And I was just sitting there going, this has got to end. I mean, this has just got to end. I remember I told Mavi, I'm just like, I just want him to go so he's not suffering. Like, to me, it's like a relief that it's over. For everyone, you know, to watch the guy die and then, like, I don't get it. People trying to keep him alive or something. You know what I mean? I don't get that. If you're going to be a noodle, if you're going to be a zombie, if you're going to be, you know, if you had dementia and you don't, and you weigh 20 pounds and you're laying there like a skeleton, is it not time to go? So I just was like, I just hope the guy goes. I hope he goes peacefully and can go, you know. Ask my dad why I didn't get those Steelers season tickets. Thank you. It's the last thing I said to him when he was still alive. I was like, listen, will you do me a favor and punch my dad in the face over the Steeler tickets? Christ, you would have thought I would get something out of that deal, right, Mafia? Some Steeler tickets or something? God damn. You know what I mean? Like, Jesus. These people. Getting in my way. Sorry about that, Carver High. Sometimes I lose my train of thought, my track. I get off the rails, as you like to call it. Mark, in Toronto, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Scotty, yo. We're going to start off with sincere condolences to you.
Oh, thanks, dude. No worries. No worries.
Been there, done that. You
right.
know, it's difficult, and anyone spreading, you know, it's a hard thing.
Right.
You learn to get used to it.
Believe me, I know. I know.
A round of drinks for all your crew now. Mafia and Clever.
Mafia pouring drinks, condolences drinks.
And a big shake-a-do.
Oh, shake-a-do.
Shake-a-do. Now, Kaepernick is doing a workout tomorrow, we understand. You know, who's gonna show up? I was going to lay out an F-bomb there, but who's going to show up there? Secondly, or more importantly, the reason I'm calling, what do you think the chances of Johnny Manziel showing back up in the league?
I give Johnny Manziel an absolute negative 50 chance of ever playing in the NFL again.
Considering you just look like a complete hack in the CFL last year. I just don't see it.
And listen, who's showing up for the NFL tomorrow? Everyone.
How about the whole league?
The whole league. And then whoever isn't showing up is getting it FedExed right to them. So they'll have the video by the end of the day. So I want to say one thing really quick about Carmelo Anthony. Can someone explain to me, can you explain to me, Carver, how is it that you don't play ball for 2 years, but he trains every single day? He's like at Sky in Manhattan shooting 5 million jumpers a day, running up and down. You saw him. They always show him training. They're you know, you can't get enough of him training, right? Like Bleacher Report and ESPN are always showing him training, right, and shooting. They might as well show me doing it. I do the same thing he does. I shoot 5 million jumpers a day. And then what? So he signs in Portland, and then he's not going to play for another week? What? I mean,
gotta get in shape.
What is that? The guy hasn't played in 2 years. He's not ready to go? What's he need, a warm-up? What's he got, a stretch? How is it that a guy that hasn't played basketball once, except he trains every day, he's been training, he's like in peak physicals, he's in the best shape of his life, he's literally training every day, jumping, running, shooting, 5 million free throws, 5 million jumpers, 5 million threes, running up and down the court, but then they sign him and he's not ready to go? He should be playing tonight. Why? That guy is as fresh as a rose. Why can't you play if you haven't played in 2 years? You sign a deal and you can't play tomorrow? They're saying he's going to play Tuesday? Why even sign him? I mean, what in God's name? Can you imagine? Like, Mafia, how many injuries do we play with? I play with everything broken in my entire... I play with broken fingers, torn everything, calves, quads, hammies, two broken feet, broken hands, and I still play. Torn rotator, labrum, concussions, And then this wuss bag, he can't play one game. He signs and he still needs more time off. What, to hang out with Layla? How much of a P are you? Honestly, like, you're either man enough to start playing again or you're a wuss bag. He's a wuss bag. How do you sign and you still need another week? For what, to get your shoes fitted? I mean, honest to God. Jesus, are you kidding me? Here's me. When I get to the game, I'm like, put me in, coach. Let's go. I don't want to sit on the bench. I don't want to. Let me take another week off. That's like, so Billy O died today. Mafia, what will I be doing tomorrow at 9:30 in the morning?
Playing ball.
Thanks. I could die tomorrow and I'd still show up and play ball. I would. I really would. I'd be dead and I'd still be there to tip off at 9:30. And I hope I get in a fight tomorrow. That's the goal. Like, I love getting in fights. I'm good at it. I'll make you snap in 30 seconds. I can get the whole gym going. I get 5-10 people fighting against each other. I can start a fight, get 15-20 people going. Carl in Cleveland on the fan.
Yeah, hey, this is Carl, man.
Thanks.
Hey. Yeah, hey, a reason I'm calling is I think I'm going to say what everybody in Cleveland wants to, but nobody wants to say it. I'm proud of Miles. I thought Miles did a great job. I'd like to start.
Shut up. Just all you guys need to go to bed.
Got to be proud.
Do me a favor. Light yourself on fire. Would you do that for me? Light yourself on fire. You've got to be a complete loser to support the guy. What's next? You're going to start supporting rapists? I mean, honestly, child beaters, what's next? The guy tried to kill the guy. I don't even care what team it is. You cannot support that unless you're an absolute asshat. You're a loser. That's all there is to it. You are a loser, okay? The fact that you're supporting that, it makes you the biggest loser yet. You and the other guy that called in saying it was the greatest thing ever, can't get enough of it. You're both losers, honestly. I wouldn't root that on anyone. I don't want someone to hurt someone else or kill them or assault them or do anything to someone. You're playing an NFL game and you got guys trying to annihilate other people with a helmet and trying to ruin their career. Just stop. Stop opening your fat mouth, you stupid ass. You make yourself look so just absolutely ridiculous with your stupid comments. Honest to God, get a life. Can you believe that? You knew I'd get that tonight, too, with you asshat, backward-ass, living, stupid idiots. Honestly, I mean, where do you come up with this stuff? Your ass, that's where. Stop. Stop saying stuff like that. That's what's wrong with this world. People like you. Honestly, I don't care what you think of me either. Hate me for the rest of your life. Please, do me a favor. Hate me forever. Hate my wife. Hate my children. Hate my life. Hate everything about me because I hate you more.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
All right, so the guy that called up and loved it and all this, I really don't care about you, dude, and what you root for. You want to hurt people and all the other stuff. So have at it. Congratulations, your guy made you so proud because he sculled one of the Steeler players, the quarterback, in the head with a helmet. Nice job. So here's the deal. You're so clever. I mean, glad you got him, right? But your best player on your defense is now done for the year. He's done. So, and not only that, he's such a stupid ass. He just lost his entire paycheck. He's not making any money. So he just lost everything. So I'm sure he feels really good about it. I'm sure he's just loving the fact that he did what he did because he just lost millions, right? He's done. He's not playing. He's not getting paid. He's finished. So congratulations, idiot, because your best player just cost himself and your team. I mean, did that not, Carver High, there's no way he can cut it. He just cost them.
1,000%. Yeah, absolutely.
That's it.
He is their biggest player on defense.
And who's the idiot?
Him and Ward are their two best defensive players.
Who's the idiot? He's the idiot.
He's the idiot.
He's the one that did it.
There's no question about it.
So the Browns didn't do it. They didn't make him do it. The coach didn't make him do it. The players didn't make him do it. He did it. So he's an idiot, and he cost your team your best defensive player. There's no questions asked. He's the best player on the field defensively. And he's a nothing but trouble in the backfield for quarterbacks. They're scared to death of him. The guy's a great player who nobody has to worry about anymore. And the Steelers don't have to worry about him in 2 weeks when they play him in Pittsburgh. So they don't have to worry about him coming at Rudolph anymore because he's not playing football anymore. So congratulations, genius. You just lost your best player. So blame me. You know, blame Pharrell. I mean, we've done that a million times anyway. Blame Pharrell for it. Blame me for everything. I could give a rat's ass. But I don't root for stupid things like that. So have at it, genius. Marco in Tulsa.
Hey, for real, man. Enjoy the show. I get off late. First thing I want to do is listen to your show because you do keep it real.
Thanks, bro.
I am from Tulsa, but I'm originally from Chicago,
right,
where we do keep it real. But the question that I have for you, Pharrell, is that do you think instead of – I don't think watching the replay over and over, everybody keeps saying that he hit him in the head. To me, it was like he.
Right, all right. You're bombing me with profanity. He didn't even realize he's bombing me.
Yeah, he just kind of slipped it in there into casual conversation, like it was.
He dropped a big bomb there, and he just can't have it. So I think what he was trying to say is something along the lines of, "Am I wrong that it wasn't that bad?"
Actually, if you'd like to know where he was really going,
yeah, go ahead.
He told me obviously before I put him on, he was eventually going to circle around to. That he thought that Garrett was just trying to throw the helmet away, that he.
Oh, he didn't try to hit him.
Correct. That he
Please.
Was trying. He was getting pushed back, and he was trying to get rid of the helmet and
Please.
Throw it away.
Please.
That's what the gentleman was eventually
Please.
Going to.
Please. How stupid? How stupid do you think we are? Honestly, do you really, really? You're gonna sell that? Is that like the defense lawyer trying to sell that to the judge? Honestly, Your Honor, he didn't mean to kill her. He didn't mean to kill her. He went over there with a bottle of wine with all good intentions, you know, before he chopped her head off. I mean, he wanted to get a little leg. That was all he wanted. He didn't mean to cut her head off. She said something to him. He snapped. He cut her head off. That never was the plan. He just wanted to, you know, get a little leg. He was just trying to have a good night. And next thing you know, he cut her head off, and that was it. So you got to let him go. It's not guilty, Your Honor. He did nothing intentionally. It was just a... It was a reaction that, you know, he didn't mean to chop her head off. It was always the plan all along was just to throw a bouquet of roses at her, not chop her head off. He never meant to do that. But you have to believe me, Your Honor. I mean, honestly, dude, just stop. Like, where do these people come up with this stuff? I mean, honestly, what is wrong, bro? What is wrong with you? Avery Bradley going to be reevaluated in 1 to 2 weeks after leg injury. Who cares? He can't shoot anyway. Honestly. The Magic reveal orange uniforms. Are they actually going to wear those?
Yeah, they looked pretty nice.
Is that right? Did they wear them tonight?
That I don't know.
Ben Cherington to replace Neil Huntington as the new Pirates GM. I think I've mentioned that tonight like 5 times. Philly's working on an extension with JT Realmuto. Going to get a new deal in Philly. Kenta Maeda is not happy with how the Dodgers have handled him. That's the beginning of the end right there when you start coming out and telling him, I don't like the way you're handling me. Okay, well, then we'll get rid of you. See ya. Major League pitchers will have a minimum 15-day injured list stint in 2020 per report. So what's that? Back to the 15-day DL? So pitchers, the minimum number of days for a pitcher to spend on the injured list is now 15 days. Baseball changes to 10 days before the 2017 season, and they were baseball is going to switch back to the 15-day. But that's for pitchers. Position players will still have a 10-day IL, DL is what we like to call it. Reports suggest Matt Luke will continue coaching Ole Miss in 2020, the football coach at Ole Miss that nobody cares about. Maple Leafs Austin Matthews, disorderly conduct charges dismissed. All he had to do was promise he'd never pull his pants down again and run naked through the streets. I take a lot of pride in myself preparing for the season and representing the Leafs. Unfortunately, due to the situation, I'm afraid I can't really make any other comments. It's not something that I think any of us really wish we were talking about today. Unfortunately, it's the situation we're in. I regret any of the actions that would ever put a distraction on the team or distress any individual. In Portuguese, that means, I'm so sorry I was drunk and pulled my pants down in front of that hot chick that I wanted to have sex with.
Another 5-star effort from them tonight against the Bruins, too.
Yeah. the Leafs are the greatest team in the history of the league that will never win the Stanley Cup because the Boston Bruins own them.
Well, it's not just – well, this year, I mean, they have two regulation wins in their last 14 games, the Leafs. I mean, they have –
they're playing great.
Got a bunch of overtime wins and losses and things like that. They've got a couple points here and there, but not a good start to the season. The rumblings are there. Babcock could be on the hot seat, things like that.
The high-priced Mike Babcock's in trouble?
Well, somebody's got to take the blame here. Leaf season is not off to a good start.
Jeremy Roenick says that Michael Jordan bet on basketball. Gee, you think? Back in the 90s when the Bulls were on fire, this was like end of the season for us, end of the season for them. I get a call from Michael. Meet me at Sunset Ridge early. We're going to play 18. We didn't have a game. We actually had a day off, so I meet him at Sunset. Big old Greg Kunkel is one of the best people in golf here in Chicago. I've got to mention Greg at Sunset Ridge. So we played around, beat him for a couple thousand. I'm getting ready to leave. Now the Bulls are playing that night. They're playing Cleveland. So I'm thinking he's leaving. It's 10 o'clock. He's like, no, let's go play again. So he goes and we fill up a bag of ice and Coors Light and we walk again. We roll another 18 and I take him for another couple. Now we've been drinking all day. Now he's going from Sunset to the stadium to play a game. I'm messing around. I'm like, I'm going to call my bookie. All the money that you just lost to me, I'm going to put on Cleveland tonight. He goes, I'll tell you what. I'll bet you that we win by 20, and I have to have more than 40. I'm like, done. Son of a gun goes out, scores 52. They win by 26 or something after 36 holes of golf and having 10 Bud Lights. The man is the best athlete that I've ever seen, and I've ever been around and watched play. The way he presented himself and played the game, just amazing. After the first half, I didn't even, my money was gone. It was just gone, done. So much for 36 holes of hard grinding. But now everyone's saying it's a serious allegation. Roenick said Jordan bet on his own games. A cardinal sin for pro athletes.
But he bet with his buddy.
Right.
I mean, and well, first of all, as you further on in that article
right.
there, a lot of people obviously went right to the internet to try to find the
right.
said game or time that this happened, and they could not, you know, completely connect the dots of what Jeremy was talking about in terms of when the game was or what the scoring amount of points. There was a couple times that looked close, but it was like 10 degrees in Chicago that day and no way that they were out playing golf. So there's who knows.
So there was all the talk about it. It was 31 degrees and there was it was the wrong team. It was Charlotte that he had 52
right.
in.
They had there's a lot of you know, the dots aren't really connected in terms of when this actually happened.
Well, there you go.
And I'm sure you're not going to get a comment out of Michael out of it. That's for sure.
Right. So here we go. Are you ready, Carver High? Cowboys, Lions, Indy laying 3 at home. Or excuse me, there it is. Cowboys, Lions, excuse me. Dallas laying 6.5 in Detroit.
Yeah, I'll take the Cowboys on Sunday.
Mafia. Cowboys, Lions.
Cowboys, especially with Stafford out.
Jags, Colts, Indy. Indy laying 3, Carver High.
I like the Jags.
Ooh.
I'll take Colts with Brissett back.
Bills, Dolphins, Miami. Bills laying 6.5. Carver High doesn't bet on the Bills.
I'll take the Bills. They've played some close games against bad teams. I think they'll stomp Miami, though.
Broncos, Vikings in the U.S. Bank and mini Minnesota laying double digits 10.
Yeah, Vikings.
I'll take the Vikings laying 20.
Saints, Bucks in Tampa. New Orleans laying 5.5.
Saints back on track.
Saints need to make a statement here after losing that game last week.
Jets, Redskins, FedEx, Washington laying 2.5.
Who cares?
Jets.
There you go. Falcons, Panthers in Carolina, they're laying 4.5.
Panthers.
I'll go Kyle Allen.
Texans, Ravens, the game of the day. Baltimore laying 4.5 at home.
I like the Texans.
Ooh.
I think Baltimore's going to take it.
Cards, Niners in Santa Clara, San Francisco laying 10. It was 13.5.
Niners.
I'll take the Niners to cover still, despite all the injuries.
Bengals, Raiders in the dump. Oakland laying 11.5.
Give me the Bengals with the points.
Yeah, you just can smell that one coming, right?
I'm going Raiders.
Ooh.
Pats, Raiders will win the game.
Pats, Eagles, New England laying 4 in Philly.
I like the Eagles with the points.
I like New England. Philly hasn't shown me much of that receiving core yet.
Bears, Rams in Lipstick City. Rams laying 6.5 Sunday night.
Bears.
Ooh.
I'm going to go Bears on that, too, surprisingly.
Oh. And then the Monday nighter in Azteca, Estadio Azteca in Mexico City, Chiefs, Chargers, Kansas City land 4.
I heard all I needed to hear from those Charger players this week, that they're upset they had to spend the week up in the mountains in Colorado. Give me the Chiefs.
I'll go Chiefs as well.
All right, and then tomorrow you got Bama and Mississippi State, Indiana, Penn State. Do you give Indiana a shot at 14 and a hook?
No.
No. Florida, Missouri, Wisconsin, Nebraska, Michigan State, Michigan, Mafia, Michigan State, Michigan, Michigan land 13.5 in a rivalry game.
Michigan by beatdown.
Kansas, Oklahoma State, Navy, Notre Dame. You give Navy any chance at all, Carver High?
I'll give them a small chance. Notre Dame will win.
Ohio State, Rutgers, they're laying 52. Do they cover the 52, Moff?
They'll cover 65.
Wake Forest getting 34.5 from Clemson, Carver High.
Clemson.
Oh. Georgia, Auburn, Mafia. Georgia's laying 3.
I'll go Auburn at home.
All right, I don't have time to give you the rest of the games. Good luck to everyone. Have a great weekend. Oh, real quick, Don in Cleveland, I got 5 seconds.
Yes, how you doing?
All right, good. Thanks for checking in. I told you I only had 5 seconds. You probably should have spit out your question. No, I don't want to be mean. I just don't have time. Check out the podcast after the show. I'll be here Wednesday and then Thursday and Friday from Vegas. Live in New York Wednesday, Thursday, Friday from Vegas. For Carver High and Mavi, have a great weekend. Good night.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.